want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here and worship again together. It was enjoyable. We were around yesterday, and just to see some of the familiar places again, and good to be back here again this morning, worshiping with you here. And I don't have a message just directly to mothers this morning, but I would like to look at maybe both sides of the house this morning to speak to the parents. This morning, the title of my message this morning is Children, a Blessing of God. I've been sharing a series of messages taken from the verse in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. It says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And I'd like to think of us this morning as parents, as stewards of a gift that God has given us. When He has placed children into our lives, and the responsibility that is given to us, and that we are faithful in taking on that responsibility as we go through life. For a verse to begin with here, I'd like to turn to Genesis chapter 33, verse 5. Genesis 33, verse 5. This is at the meeting, Jacob and Esau meeting, when Jacob was on his way back to Canaan. "And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children, and said, 'Who are these with thee?'" This is Esau speaking. And he said, Jacob, saying, "The children which the Lord hath graciously given thy servant." And I like to think here of Jacob's attitude about his children. And remember, Jacob didn't have just one or two children. He had 13 at least. And he is saying here, as he speaks to his brother, he said, "The children that the Lord hath given, graciously given." You could tell he saw them as a blessing in his life, something that he enjoyed. And you contrast that today in the society we live in, where children are looked at as a bother many times, and something that takes us, like one man told me, more than one child was going to take him away from the lifestyle he wanted to live. And so they had one, that was all. And I think if we see the selfishness in that, and maybe I wonder sometimes if we haven't been affected by that in our society more than we realize, and that we almost sometimes ourselves see our children as a bother rather than a gift from God. And maybe that's the irony of human nature, is when we're burdened down with it, we are weary of it. But if God has chosen not to bless us with as many children as we'd like, then we long for more. But let's remember the blessing that God has given to us. And I'd like to just challenge us this morning with the responsibility of our children. Think of the parable of the talents, where the servants were given a responsibility to care for. As they were given that money, and they weren't just supposed to put it in the ground like the one man did, but they were expected to take that and to gain something of greater value with that. They were expected to do something with the gifts that they had received. And so as we think of raising our children, as you hold that little baby in your hands the first time, you think of the potential that is there for good in the life of that child. And there is potential for good and bad. And sometimes in small children, some of the energy, some of the things that are the most frustrating to us, if we can only channel that in the right way, it can prove to be a blessing in their lives and something, an area of talent and value to them. And so I hope we can be as encouraged as parents this morning, that we take this responsibility that is given to us seriously, and that we think about the way that the training that we give our children when they are young will have an effect on their eternal destiny, an effect on their life here as well, their usefulness in life here. Now, my burden is that we are not discouraged, those of us that are under the load of that. And, a couple years ago, speaking with a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for years, and we were kind of comparing notes with our family. He said, me and you are in the heat of the battle right now. And I hadn't really thought of that, but I think that's maybe right in some ways, a stage of life that we are in. And I believe it's important that we don't become discouraged under the load of the battle. And I do well remember being a first-time parent with having one little child, and I thought of Aaron and Judy here this morning. They have this one little baby, and I well remember those days, and it looks like you have so much time ahead of you to work and to be with that baby, and I don't know, it was just a couple days ago, I think, and now we have children on the verge of adulthood, and we wonder where did the time go, and our children are nearing adulthood. And that's a reminder to us, to me, that time that is available, that time that we thought we had so much time to train our children, we had this time we could maybe, I can procrastinate, and so you don't deal with issues. You got lots of time to deal with it. Well, suddenly that time is gone, and you have to live with the consequences of that. I'd like to, for the main part of our message, I'd like to go to the Psalms, and I'd like to read from Psalm 126, verse 5. Let's turn there. I'd like to begin at Psalm 126, verse 5, and read straight through to the end of Psalm 128. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. A lot of interesting thoughts given in this passages here on teaching our families and the promises and rewards. And I think there'd be a lot more, but I have 7 points that I'd like to look at out of these passages here. First point, and very basic, is that Christ must be the first in our lives. 127 verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And we must, first of all, as parents, have a personal relationship with Christ in our own lives. Our hearts and lives must be in tune with the Word of God and with God. And we must be directed by His Spirit. We must seek His will in every area of our life. And thinking especially as we are trying to train our children, that we seek the will of God for our families. And as a family, we seek the blessing of the Lord on our plans. And walking in His ways, keeping a relationship with God current. And this is going to have to be a relationship with God that it not just affect us on Sunday as we go to church, but it affects us every day as we seek God and as we live our everyday lives. And that we, to do this, we have to take time that we seek God's face personally, and that we take time to study the Scriptures personally, and also that we take time to train our children, teach them the Scriptures as well, and we take time together as a family to worship. I also believe that a part of this training and keeping God first in our lives is being a supportive member of the body of Christ. And verse 5 of chapter 128, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. And if you study into the context of that, I think it's speaking of the blessings coming out of being a part of a church, of blessings of worship with the people of God. And I think our children will soon read our attitudes about church life, whether we say much or not. And also keeping Christ first in our homes, that we learn to put our trust in Him, in the things of life that face us, that we don't fret unduly. Yes, we can be concerned, but let's not fret unduly about the things that face us and about the worries that we may have about the future and about making ends meet and so on, that we can teach our children trust as well, I believe. The next point I have is that the husband and wife are taking their God-given roles and working together as husband and wife. And you know, God has given man and woman a place for each of them to fill, for each of us to fill. And we are blessed, and God blesses us as we take on and we fulfill the roles that He has given us. And we see the husband and father working and trying to provide a living. He's providing a living for his family and a home for them, providing for their food and clothing, their physical well-being, and also taking the lead in training the children and in guiding the family, giving guidance to the family. And we also have the wife taking her place here as well, and the mother. And in verse 3 of 128, it says, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house." And I think that could be applied to having children, but I'd like to take that a long ways beyond that. I believe that it goes a long ways beyond that. That being a fruitful vine, being a blessing to your children and to your husband, being a blessing to your family. And there's many ways that you can do that. And just by the wife's demeanor as she responds to life and the frustrations of life and the busyness of life, and also as the children see how she submits and works with her husband, and that she is a blessing to him and to them, and that also she reaches out to greater beyond that, to the church family and the community. I believe that's a large blessing. My next point, and we've talked about this a little bit, is that children are a blessing from God. We need to remember that each day. And over in scriptures that children, when it speaks of children, they are given as a blessing of God, a precious gift that God has given to us. And it's something for us, with the help of God, to mold to something, someone that will be useful. Think about, why did God give children to us? Do you think about that? Why does God give children to us? And there's probably a lot of reasons for that, and I don't know if I'd spent much time thinking about this before, but some of it I think is probably for our own good as much as anything. You know, the real blessings in life we get are when we are stretched, when we are expanded. And you think of the lessons that having children teach us, or are supposed to teach us. And you think about humility. I've been embarrassed by my children. I'm sure you have too. I know my mom and dad were probably embarrassed of me. Patience, forbearance, mercy, dependence upon God, giving up our selfish desires for the good of others. All these things that we can learn as parents just by the things that parenting brings into our lives. And children bring a lot of joy into our lives, at least they have in mine. And I suppose I was a typical fella. Newborns were okay, and you hold them for a couple minutes and hand them off to somebody else. But, and I even, before our first child was born, newborn, it was going to be okay, but, 6 months at least, when they can start doing stuff. But What I enjoyed with our children that I didn't realize was watching them grow from day one. And you see those, the little changes that take place only in the first couple weeks. And that was a blessing to us. And as they grow up through life and the different stages of life, you see them expanding and growing and all the way from infant to adults. And you know, we're maybe not all the way there yet, but we're moving rapidly through these stages, it feels like. And so it's a blessing to us to watch that, to interact with our children. I think we need to remember another point is the vast amount for potential in our children for good and wrong. And we all have, as long as we're alive, we have the capacity for learning. But you think about how easy a child is to teach and the potential that is there as we teach and train them. And we have the example given in this passage also of arrows, and we think of the archer shooting his arrow, and that arrow is why is a more effective weapon than maybe a club is because it can reach beyond where our hand can reach and it's something that extends our capabilities out there. And we think also of the example here given of the children being like olive plants. We think of something useful to those around them, something that is a blessing to the lives around them, that can bless many lives, and something to bring, think of the olive plants, nourishment, satisfaction. And so we have the potential to train our children to be widely useful in the kingdom of God and to those people around them. And along with that, we have the importance of directing potential in the right way. And thinking again of the example of olive plants, and we don't have olive plants that I know of close here, but we think of other fruit trees and we know how much better they produce and how much longer and more healthy the tree is if pruning is done in the proper way to that. And it helps shape the tree, and it helps in the strength of the tree, and it helps in the fruit production of the tree. And I'm sure we've all seen fruit trees that have been neglected, how there's dead wood and the few and small apples. Now, so you think of the energy that children has, and you think of the directing that energy in a profitable direction. And you think of light, and light is useful even if it is just broadcast, like our lights in the room. But you think of energy, and you can have just wild energy, or you can take like light. A laser is a light that is a very concentrated beam, and it is strong enough to cut metal and to cut cancer away and do surgeries with a directed beam of light. And I think if we can channel the energy of our children, it increases their usefulness in the kingdom of God and usefulness in the world around them. And maybe they'll even be able to do greater things than we were able to do. And I haven't seen it real much, but I've heard of that where a father is not able to accept his children's talents that are beyond his. And I'd like to just challenge us in that. And I see that potential in our own family, that maybe our children are talented in different areas than I am. And for me, that I'm willing to get behind them and encourage that talent, And that I stay in the background of that. Let's not hinder the development of our children's skills just because it is surpassing ours. Let's give them encouragement on the way in that. I'd like to think also of some of the reward of our labors in working with the children. Chapter 126 speaks of sowing in tears, and the sowing being hard work. And we know that parenting is not easy always. And there's things that are not easy to do. And it is a task that looks huge. And sometimes when the children are small, we wonder if we're making any progress with our children. And we shed tears at times. And the load is heavy, but if we look ahead to the results of this and the rewards of faithfulness, and what are some of these rewards of faithfulness? And we think of our children developing into maturity, watching the fruit of our labors as they grow up and become useful, and watching them as they grow older, embracing the faith and becoming faithful children of God. And we watch our children go on beyond what we taught them, progressing, becoming useful in the kingdom of God. And maybe we won't always see all these rewards. I don't believe we probably see all the rewards of parenting in this life, but we need to remain faithful as we do this. And I'd like to encourage us as brothers and sisters that we encourage each other in this, in our child training. And I've probably had the tendency sometimes when I look at some others' parenting to be critical of areas that I see of that I perceive as lack in their parenting program. And I know we can all, I'm sure you could do that if you look at me as well. But I'd like to encourage us to, and especially if it's younger parents. And I remember, and sometimes when you're a young parent and your children are fussy in church, and you look at the older ones and you think they've got it all together, and you're embarrassed because my child's fussing again. And I remember those feelings well. I remember just wishing I could sit through a service without going out and dealing with a child. And I remember two brethren came to me at different times. And I remember the one, I was out in the field in my four-wheeler checking a crop, pick up wheels in the driveway. And he said, I see you're frustrated, but he said, you don't dare give up now. You don't dare give up. And I appreciated that so much. It's been a lot to me. Along with that, we have the reward of faithfulness as we as we watch our children grow up and be faithful. Maybe I should say along with that, that we, if challenges come to us in our parenting, that we accept that and try to learn from that. In the end of chapter 128, we have the rewards of being faithful, the blessings of God as we have lived our lives for Him, and we see the result of our labor coming to fruition. And let's be faithful. Let's not, as Nehemiah said, as he looked at the wall of Jerusalem, the work is great and large. And that's the way our parenting is at times. So let's be faithful as we go on through life. And in verse 6 there it says, thou shalt see thy children's children. And I'm not a grandparent yet, but I can picture that if by the grace of God someday I can watch my grandchildren come up and be faithful to God, that'd be a great reward. So let's be faithful where we're at. I think especially, maybe I should say a little bit to the mothers here. Your work is behind the scenes. Your work is the work, and the work that is behind the scenes tends to be underappreciated at times. And maybe even us husbands are guilty of that at times. And I'd challenge you children as well that you observe and be thankful for faithful mothers. Mothers, yeah, again, do not be discouraged in the work. The Apostle Paul said, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's kneel for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness in each of our lives. And thank you that we could worship together this morning. And especially this morning, we just ask that you would bless the mothers among us, that you would give them grace for their tasks each day. Bless them in their lives, and we thank you for those for us that had faithful mothers. Thank you for the blessing that they were in our lives. We pray that you would bless all. May we all be faithful and true to you. In Jesus' name, amen.